Now, 1918 was a very famous year in New York City. Not only is that time known for Sheikh Daoud Faisal, but it's also known for another famous individual that also has a Muslim movement. And his name is Noble Drew Ali. And Noble Drew Ali actually took another slant on Islam. He looked at it as an opportunity of self-determination for Black Americans. And so when he would teach Islam, it would always be through that perspective. His movement lasts until today, known as the Morse Science Temple. Now, if we were to move out of New York and into Midwest America in Detroit, but coming into 1930s, we find a man by the name of Fard Muhammad. And Fard Muhammad was actually initially known as a door-to-door salesman. He would sell oils, incense, particular fabrics, and even prayer cloths, going door-to-door, teaching people what he knew of Islam. He would actually attract one very famous follower by the name of Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad would go on to lead one of the largest movements of African American Muslims known to date, and that is the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam would go on to have more than 10,000 followers in Detroit alone. It would spread out of Detroit and reach almost every state in America. They not only moved from having small, what they can at that time considered temples, later to become Muhammad's mosque, but the Nation of Islam would always be known for Black nationalism and its self-determination movement. It's do for self or else. And this do for self movement would actually cause not only African Americans to stand up straight and to take pride in their race, but it would also allow them to become business owners, land owners. They would come together and open up large businesses, whether it was grocery stores, restaurants, or even dry cleaners. The Nation would also use their collective resources to have what would be considered one of the largest import operations to date, where they were actually shipping in whiting fish that would be sold into their restaurants. They begin to own massive amount of lands where they would actually have their own farms for growing their food. Elijah Muhammad would have a wonderful son by the name of Warth Deen Muhammad. Warth Deen Muhammad would go on actually to study at Al-Azhar University. He also had two other extremely famous students, Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali. All three of these great men would go on to lead millions into the fold of Islam with their charisma, with their poetry, with their strong voice, and their unapologetic courage to be Muslim.